Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Adrian Rollini as a sideman with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. I will play six recordings from 1927 and six recordings from 1930, and it will be very apparent the difference in the sound of the Red Nichols band while those 3 years were going by. The first two tunes that I want to play are Cornfed and Five Pennies. They were recorded on June 20, 1927 by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, Red Nichols on trumpet and the arranger, Miff Moll on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, and Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone. Now, this was a departure for Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. I believe that all of his 1927 recordings as the Five Pennies didn't have a string bass or a brass bass. And let me read to you what Stephen Stroff in his book Redhead, A Chronological Survey of Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, tells us about Rollini. He says, this session, this is the 20th of June 1927 session, introduces to Nichols Records bass saxist Adrian Rollini, the finest jazz exponent of that cumbersome instrument. Rollini could play counterpoint like a brass bass or slide around the instrument with the audacity of a trombonist. He's one of the few musicians to sound as good on Beiderbecke records as on those with Nichols. One might say that Rollini, like Burton, was one of a kind, but his younger contemporary, Spencer Clark, was nearly as good. Let's see, maybe I'll read a little more. Here it says, on Cornfed, a Burton timpani glissando introduces the newcomer on the intro, followed by Dixie Ensemble on the simple A theme with mold breaks. Burton's dancing drums have a beneficent effect on the middle section, having a light but swinging beat. JD's alto break introduces the next theme, essentially sustained chords with Rollini and Burton breaks. A Lang break leads to Dorsey's alto, this time curiously taking on the qualities of Nichols' cornet rather than Trumbauer's C-sax. Red himself follows, playing nicely. There is an ensemble with Rollini predominating, then a bass sax outro with guitar. The other tune that I'm playing here is Five Pennies, and it was the band's theme, and Stroff tells us that it's not a particularly attractive or memorable melody for Red. Well, then, here is Edwin Rollini with the Red Nickels and His Five Pennies, 1927.
Thank you.
That was good stuff, wasn't it? Okay, and let's continue now with the 1927 recordings of Lillian Rollini with the Five Pennies. We go to June 25th, 1927. It's the same band. And the recording is Mean Dog Blues. And next I will play Riverboat Shuffle, the Hoagy Carmichael composition recorded by Bix twice, once in 1924, another time in 1927. Now here, the Red Nichols and his Five Pennies are many, many, many more than Five Pennies. We have Red Nichols, Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Dick McDonough on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Fud Livingston on tenor sax, he's also the arranger, Lenny Hayton on piano, Celeste, Manny Klein on trumpet. Steven Stroff writes about this particular recording, this rather large edition of the Five Pennies, 9 men, 10 on Riverboat Shuffle, indicates to me that already by August of 1927, Nichols was looking for new directions in which to take the band. To this end, there was not only a larger than normal ensemble, but the infusion of new blood in the persons of Russell, Hayton, and Livingston. I'm reading ahead and I see that the arranger for Riverboat Shuffle is Fud Livingston. And Stroff comments that this is not as hot as the Trombauer Beiderbecke version on OK, but nonetheless tighter and more unified. Nichols' version is also more relaxed in tempo with loud, soft, dynamic contrasts in the opening. Rollini solos for 4 bars, following by ensemble. Russell's clarinet is sour and tentative, not as good as his later form. This is followed by McDonald's guitar, nice but unswinging. Ball picks things up. Nichols is lyrical but somewhat predictable. Then comes a ride out and ending, the latter with ascending and descending chromatics. So let's listen then to Mean Dog Blues and Riverboat Shuffle, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini, 1927. Thank you. Okay, we're done with the 1927 recordings. Now we move on to the 1930 recordings. The first one I want to play is Sometimes I'm Happy, recorded on January 24, 1930, with Red Nichols and Ruby Weinstein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet alto sax, Babe Rossin on the tenor sax, Jack Rossin on piano, Trek Brown on banjo, and Gene Krupa on drums, with Adrian Rollini as a bass saxophonist. Now, the difference between these recordings now from 1930 and the previous ones from 1927 is remarkable. Steve Stroff tells us that the Five Penny Session of 24 January 1930, where charts were so bad that they sounded like cement being poured, were applied to Sometimes I'm Happy and Hallelujah, yet both were enlivened by jazz interludes that had little or nothing to do with the surrounding material. I will follow that with a recording of After You're Gone from February 3rd, 1930, Red Nichols, Tommy Thunin, and Manny Klein on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone and on vocal, Glenn Miller on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, alto sax, Babe Rossin, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini, bass sax, Jack Rusin, piano, Weston Vaughn on guitar, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. So let's listen then to Sometimes I'm Happy and After You've Gone, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini, 1930. Thank you.
you gone and left me crying, babe. After you're gone, there's no use denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest spouse you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time, babe, when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only. After you're gone, after you're gone away. You to your face, got another gal in your place, so fare thee, my baby, fare thee well. Goodbye.
Let's continue with the music. Now we go to January 24, 1930, with the Hallelujah. This is the same band that I listed in the recording of Sometimes I'm Happy. And I will follow that with I'm Just Wild About Harry, recorded on February 3rd, 1930. Again, the band is the same as the one I mentioned when I played After You've Gone in the previous set of two recordings. Let me read what Steve Stroff writes about I'm Just Wild About Harry. I'm Just Wild About Harry has a typical stiff show band opening. Then the Rossin brothers and Krupa try desperately to liven things up. Jack T takes a splendid solo, but the effect is spoiled by JD's alto on double time, showing off his triple tonguing, very virtuosic, but not jazzy. There is a nice ride out, however. All right. So this is then Hallelujah, and I'm Just Wild About Harry, Red Nichols and His Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini, 1930.
Thank you.
So now we move to the last two recordings from 1930 by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini. Turns out that in 1930, Adrian Rollini only played in three of the recording sessions of Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, January 24, February 3rd, and the two recordings that I'm going to play now, February 14, 1930. The composition of the band is the same as the one that I indicated for I'm Just Wild About Harry and After You've Gone. Steve Stroff says, the band's next session, it is this one, the February 14th session, is particularly frustrating in its musical schizophrenia. T4-2 is a truly sluggish arrangement and performance back in the Ida mold, despite a nice transposition from EB to AB for Dorsey's solo and Jack Crossin doubling and halving the tempo on piano. It just doesn't go anywhere. Conversely, I Want to Be Happy is a Miller arrangement so swinging and advanced that for its time that had Nichols pursued this vein, he might have created the swing era 2 years before those marvelous Ellington and Benny Moten records came along. All right, so that's Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini. I Want to Be Happy and T4-2, 1930. Thank you. We have a few minutes left, so I thought I would play In a Mist by Dick Hyman. In recent days, we have discussed In a Mist in the Bixography Forum. There was a mention of the two versions that exist, the one that Bix recorded in 1927 and the one that Bix with Bill Challis put down on paper in 1928. Well, there is a third version in the CD. If Bix played Gershwin, Tom Pletcher, Dick Hyman and their gang, it's Ann Arbor's CD number 19283. And one of the tracks in the CD is In a Mist. And let me read what Dick Hyman writes about this particular track. George Gershwin was known to have favored his own tunes for performance and rarely played anyone else's. Let's suppose that at one of the private parties at which he was known to have performed for hours, he could not turn down a request for In a Mist. Perhaps he would have obliged, but I suspect he would have stuffed the Beiderbecke piece, like raisins in an apple pie, with as many Gershwin melodies as possible. So let's listen then to this third version of In a Mist as perhaps George Gershwin would have played it. This is Dick Hyman, recorded on January 2nd or 3rd, 2003.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of Adrian Rollini as a sideman with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in 1927 and in 1930, and the version of In a Mist by Dick Hyman with an interpolation of a number of tunes, melodies, pieces from George Gershwin's compositions. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is